my gosh, what is there to say? I'm a mum of two.
That was perfection.
I'm originally a Brummy, but my accent's got a bit lost somewhere, apparently. Although it supposedly comes out if I'm a bit annoyed. And I get upset if people tell me they can't hear it. I'm like, no, don't say that because I'm proud of where I come from. I don't know. I feel like I'm a parent now. And I'm not saying that I'm not myself, but being a mum is what predominantly takes the focus of my everyday life now. So when people are asking me, like, tell me about you, it's just like, I just want to sleep because I'm so tired. And I would probably have to say I have to take a minute or several now to think, well, what do I like to do? So at the moment, what's appealing to me is a onesie, a couch, and, you know, movies on the telly. Yeah, that, and I'm a big cat lover as well. I miss having a cat.
Mom, we should get one.
We're not allowed in the current property that we live in, so no. Yeah, but you know, I'm a creative person, although my daily job doesn't allow me to see that. It's got bills to pay. I like to travel, I like food, you know, and socializing minimally. Yeah. Oh no, I'm a fashion person, apparently, so I've been told. Although I don't really see it as fashion. I've always loved clothes and personal style, which garners attention that I'm like, well, I'm not doing it for that. But you have to just take, I've kind of tried to just humble myself in that when I get a compliment or several in a day, that it's just, you've got to take the rough with the smooth, because I don't like constant attention, but the way that I dress does generate it, and I have to just be like, okay, well, that's
okay.
Make my peace with it, and graciously, like, even though I'm screaming in my head, like, oh my gosh, like, but that's me, really. I mean, I'm not 100% sure what they're not looking at, I won't lie. However, if I was a researcher in autism, from bringing up a child that's on the spectrum, I understand that an autistic person, the same way that non-autistic people, or neurotypical, if that's the correct word, we're all individuals, it's the same with an autistic person. And maybe there should be more research in terms of trying to be a bit more understanding to an individual's needs, particularly those who fall under autism, because it's a different condition. And in terms of trying to modify them to fit the neurotypical world, it should be a bit more time and effort and energy put into understanding their world from their perspective. That may be a fair assessment, in my opinion, given I don't really know the full scope of things, because they may be trying to do it, but again, I don't know. But that's maybe for me why I'm now myself, which I'm excited to do, joining the course for understanding autism, because even though I'm a parent, I'm bringing up a child with autism, I still feel as if I don't fully understand how to approach the condition to better support my child. Because, and I might have, you know, mixed misgivings about trying to do it, you know, like, what's my motivation? Am I trying to do, like, the course so that she can then fit more in, you know, into this world? I hope that's not the case. It's more about trying to get her, because one of the things I always say to Kyra is, like, you're not helping me to understand and be able to be, you know, be supportive to you, because she's not very vocal. And I don't know if that's because she's unable to articulate it herself, or she's got a barrier and she's holding back. And maybe in my mind, I'm thinking if I do the course, it might help me perhaps better to understand the approach needed to be able to get her to articulate to me how I can best support her from her perspective. Because at the moment, it's a lot of shouting or a lot of frustrations and things of that nature, which I don't enjoy. And in the past, I've seen how receptive she's been to people who are special educational needs trained. And just the instant adoration she might show for that person, and I'm thinking it's because they've got that qualification, or that they've learned to fully understand how best to approach an autistic person. And as a parent, I feel a bit slighted. Like, I need to have the same thing. So I'm hoping that that's what it is. Even though I know my child loves me and appreciates the efforts I do, you know, when she's like, can you buy me another sketch pad? And, you know, that sense. But in terms of the emotional approach, I feel like I'm clueless, and I'm trying to remedy that so I can best support her from her perspective regarding her specific needs. So, well, at the moment, education and the support in education for special educational needs, people on the spectrum, there isn't enough support for them. It's quite shocking, and I know you know, in the defense of the school, you know, is they're subject to cuts and so on. So, for example, Cairo doesn't have a statement of care or the EHC, if that's what it's called nowadays. She didn't qualify for the statement of care, which would see, I would imagine, her having her own specialist person come and support her in a mainstream school because she's not considered severe enough in terms of her needs to warrant being in a specialist school. But if they're going to have a number of people who are like Kyra who don't meet the criteria to be in a specialist school, then there should be more done to make sure that they are able to be supported in a mainstream school, and that is sorely lacking. And as a result, they suffer that it's frustrating for the teachers who are having to manage a child that they perhaps haven't even been given the enough supportive training to be able to even handle a child like Kyra in the class. And then I know that children in the school who have met the criteria for an EHC or a statement of care, the person who comes in for them is then utilised for, you know, anyone else in the room that may also have needs, which is unfair because you're here for person A, not person A, B and C across your time. So that is one of the major things that I would love to be able to see, because, you know, it's frustrating to know as a parent that, yes, I know she's going to the school, and yes, I know the school is trying their absolute best. It's not really, they're not really accountable for what the decision makers above them aren't really doing to remedy that fact. So that's what I would like to see. And in terms of my relationship with my child personally, yes, I want us to be closer. We're mother and daughter, damn it. And if my pursuit in terms of getting a qualification or some credentials to help me understand autism a bit better helps me get there, then great. That I'm all for it. And maybe things like that should be free for parents of autistic people as well. But hey, that's another. Another conversation. If it's not going to be given by them, they should be heavily involved in the criteria that is going to be offset in terms of trying to deliver the service once it's become an eventuality. If it's not from the perspective of people who are actually already on the spectrum, then how can we expect to improve things if we're doing it from a neurotypical point of view, if we're setting the criteria at neurotypical? Because essentially what that is saying is that you're to fit our mold, not the other way around. And I don't know, is that not discrimination or something? And when I was asking Kyra on the way here, you know, what her thoughts are, when I was trying to explain, you know, preparing her, because I understand we need to let her know what she's coming into, and she's mentioned bullying. And I know that Kyra's been subject to not pleasant situations where...
Yeah,
obviously there are neurotypical people that go through bullying, of course, but the isolation that I would imagine autistic people feel in general, just because they're thinking differently and they're in a world that doesn't really cater for them, is made worse when they're then finding that no one wants to befriend them or spend time with them, and then their condition makes it worse when they're unable to read the signs, the signals to even begin or initiate friendships and so on, and there isn't really enough support for them even in that beginning stage of things and how to maintain friendships and so on. So there is a lot that needs to be done, and maybe I don't know, a reflective view of the current standing of things, you know, a massive overhaul of that is definitely needed, because Kyra's primary school years was really difficult for me. It was only when she started secondary school that she made, you know, a main friend, and that day was a monumental day when she was like, Ebony wants to come to my house, and I was like, oh my god, someone wants to come to the house. I lay out a spread like she was the queen, sort of thing, you know, because it was the first person. She was really chuffed that, you know, she'd met someone. I thanked god that, yes, you finally brought someone in her world, and I'm hoping that continues on. But yeah, isolation is probably another key thing that needs to be looked at for autistic people, I would imagine, because I've witnessed it with my child, and I can't imagine, I can only imagine that there's many others that just feel like outcasted in every sense of the word in society, civilization in general, which isn't really nice. And see, I'm not sure in the ways in which Kyra actually even does that. I think she goes into herself a lot and hides her emotions through her drawing as a form of escape, because I understand that there is that room for needing the space. And it's not just the emotional, sometimes it's physical as well. Like, you know, I've noticed Kyra, she walks for a short distance, it's like, you know, the focus on how it's affecting her joints and things like that is brought to the surface, you know, or the sensory type stuff. There's a lot that I believe autistic people have to navigate in a neurotypical world, and there just isn't enough being done to really, I don't know, fix that so that it's not so bad for them. I mean, the fact that we're doing this is encouraging, it's a start, but there just needs to be done a lot more done. And I'm not saying that I know what all the answers are, because I really don't, but I've seen enough to know that, yeah, that there just needs to be more investment. But, you know, awareness is important, because if people are not aware, then they don't know that it's a problem. And we have to bring awareness to these things to initiate change. You know, understanding that every autistic person's needs are individual, and their journey in life needs to be tailor-made to their specific needs. It's not, and that's probably why things, you know, are moving so slowly, because literally every person that is autistic, their, you know, your needs are going to vary from her needs. You know, you're going to have someone that's non-verbal against, you know, someone that is verbal but has high anxiety levels, and maybe that's why there's such a staggered, slow-moving efforts towards trying to resolve things, because so much of it is so ambiguous for every different person. And how do we approach trying to find, I don't know, an umbrella of support that does benefit each autistic person, despite the fact that they've got various different degrees of needs? I don't know where we start with that, but I'm sure talking about it is a major step towards changing things. Autistic people need to definitely be a bit more vocal. I think that anything that is in the public forum at the moment regarding autistic people, you know, there's, you know, autism awareness, autism merchandise, all that type of stuff is probably coming from people who aren't autistic. And I guess, yeah, more autistic people need to speak out about what it is that they want and what that change would look like, so that we can work towards delivering that. You know, if what is currently happening isn't moving in the right direction, or is completely missing the mark completely, it's because we're not really sure what it is or how it is we can go about trying to give the solutions that benefit everybody. Yeah, more talking, please. She doesn't really communicate her emotions to me, and like I said, she may not be able to articulate them, but I feel like I would be able to better support and understand what it is that I need to do to be able to help you if I understood, you know, her needs from her perspective. That's why I'm doing the course, so that I hope that I can get her to articulate from her perspective what it is she actually needs. And that's probably, obviously, my child is still young, she's still developing and still growing and still perhaps doesn't understand certain things, but if there were more autistic, you know, women or people in general speaking out about their experiences or how they, you know, best learn, or how it is that neurotypical could best support them in the arts, in employment and any other type of issues, then I'd think, oh, okay, so this is what I need to do, and I could approach Kyra in that way. If I, say, for example, wasn't able to benefit from this course, because, you know, there might be another mother who's got an autistic child or children who, for whatever reason, is unable to attend a course that I'm able to go on. And like I said, it's because it's free. So if there was a more people with autism documenting their particular experiences and stuff, then, you know, people who aren't able to go to courses might see that, and it might generate something for them and help them to be like, oh, this is how I can best support my child at home. So, yeah, there needs to be more coverage, I think, for autistic people. They need more of a voice in society in general.